Mike Whitus, along with you via the phone line, we have Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost, along with Fremont County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall, just two of the individuals that are putting all of this together for us here in Fremont County to keep us safe and to stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And Sue, right off the bat, I'm going to ask, this is now the fourth day in a row that Fremont County has not had a positive test come back. And people have been asking, what are you doing different that all of a sudden now we've got 4 days in a row that there are no positive tests coming back?
That's a really good question. I think what people are doing is they're really paying attention to staying home and trying to really slow this thing down. That's really the most important. And then, you know, wearing masks when you're out and about, that really helps too, to help prevent you from spreading it to others. And also, when you go to the grocery store or something, one person, one cart, don't take the whole family with you. Just, you know, leave the rest of the family home if you possibly can, so that those people aren't out spreading any other illnesses, even any illnesses. It doesn't matter. This just makes us aware that things are contagious, and we need to, you know, try to be considerate of others and help protect those that are most vulnerable, the elderly and those that have health conditions.
Sue, it was announced at the county commissioner meeting as well that Fremont County is sixth in the state, and it just try to keep people mind at ease. It's based on the number of positive tests and the population. Of course, Nobles County over in Worthington with the meatpacking plant, as of today now, they have 196. That's close to another 100 individuals that have tested positive over in Nobles County, which is now the number one county versus population. So a lot of folks are saying, well, boy, Fremont County's number six. We only have 33 individuals. But this thing can just balloon out of nowhere.
Yeah, and, you know, I checked with our regional epidemiologist from MDH, Minnesota Department of Health, to find out how to respond to being the sixth. He explained that our rate is high because we have a smaller population compared to other counties in Minnesota. So every case counts towards your incident rate, and that's what they're measuring. We've had, you know, some instances where we've had quite a few people that are connected to each other, and then the testing capacity also in southern Minnesota, southeast Minnesota, is pretty high because we have Mayo Clinic in this area. They have lots of extra tests, and so they're able to do a lot more testing. I talked to the director from Rice County the other day, and she said that they don't have a drive-through clinic up there, and so they aren't doing hardly any testing, and that's part of the reason they only have seven cases up there, or at least at the time a couple days ago. So there is a difference in why a lot of the southeast counties are actually on this list of 10 of the highest in the southeast area. So that really plays into being on this list.
Another thing that Governor Tim Walz announced yesterday, it was great to see University of Minnesota Mayo Clinic teaming up with the Minnesota Department of Health, now testing 20,000 individuals daily. There was no timeline as far as putting that in place, Sue, but we're hoping sooner than later, but that would be 100,000 tests throughout the state of Minnesota. And my understanding is it would go to those possibly in the congregate care facilities and then maybe to first responders in line.
Yeah, they're really trying to ramp up testing. And, they've been working on conversations trying to be able to get more testing available. It's going to take time. They announced that it's going to happen, but now they need to figure out the logistics of it all and figure out who's going to do the testing, how they're going to do the testing, where they're going to do the testing, so that they can do those high numbers. And then from there, figure out who's going to do the contact tracing, trying to figure out who you're connected with who needs to be tested next. And really, it's going to take a few weeks to be able to get this all figured out. And it'll build. It already is building as to how many people are being tested. And so it's just a matter of getting that all figured out.
We're visiting with Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost, along with Rich Hall, Emergency Management Director. And Rich, on party line, a gentleman asked, what's going on with the Fremont County Jail? Because, of course, we're not trying to scare people. We want to get the facts from the folks that know the information. But the conspiracy that something is being hidden or saved back is far from the truth.
Yeah, Mike, we've been working with our jail along with the rest of our congregate care settings for several weeks now, and of course source control is a large thing for us. Our jail staff has been wearing masks, gloves, and making sure that any new inmates coming in are doing the same. We're running them through tests every day when they come to work. As far as getting their temperature taken, our staff is all going through that and things. And we trained our jail nurses on actually doing the test, on being able to do the test and things. You know, so really we've got nothing to hide there with any of our congregate care settings. If there is a positive case in a setting that's over 10 people, that's reported like any other test to Minnesota Department of Health, and then the Minnesota Department of Health is gonna release that information on that congregate care setting that has positive cases in it. So there's nothing to hide there. It's not in our best interest to hide that. It's in our best interest to work with our jails and our long-term care facilities just to help make sure that they have everything they need to combat this virus in their setting.
And, of course, they can see that on the Minnesota Department of Health site for the congregate care facilities with exposure, as Rich explained. It's either for a resident, a staff member, or maybe a visiting service provider. Fremont County does have two. Obviously, Fountain Centers was the first one to be listed, and I think it was yesterday St. John's Lutheran Assisted Living was listed as well. That doesn't mean those are bad places. It just means that there were some positive tests that came through.
And in order to qualify as an outbreak in a congregate setting, it just takes one person. So it could be that there's only one person associated with these. It doesn't mean that there's a whole ton of people that are experiencing COVID.
Right. The main thing we want to stress to folks here in Albert Lea and Fremont County, one cart, one person. Make a little list, and I know a lot of folks are unemployed at this time and the money is very tight, but if you could put a list together that you only have to go to the grocery store, the big box store once a week would be very beneficial. Slow down your trafficking from going every other day to get an item. You know, if you can live without that item for a day or two, let's do that and make sure we're wearing our masks as well. Any other comments, Sue or Rich, that you want to pass along today?
Mike, I think it's important whether, you know, that a person that's in Fremont County that needs help, whether it's psychological help, or if it's maybe it's help getting food from the grocery store or maybe something to eat, that you reach out, you know, reach out to the United Way, reach out to Fremont County Public Health. We'll find that right person or the right people to get you the help that's needed. Reach out to Fremont County Emergency Management. I think it's important that if you need help, don't be afraid in this time to ask for it.
Uncertain times, but as we've said, we'll continue to try and flatten that curve, and we have not yet peaked, I believe, in the state of Minnesota, but by doing the things that Sue Yost and her team and Rich and his team are all working together, it's not only just those two individuals. There's individuals county and citywide that are trying to do everything to keep this thing low in Fremont County and protect our elderly. And our thoughts and prayers, obviously, are to those individuals that have tested positive, because it not only affects those, but it affects their extended family as well. So, Sue and Rich, thanks for everything you're doing, your team doing, and giving us the opportunity on Kate to give us some good news again today.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe.
All right. Sue Yost, Fremont County Public Health Director, and Rich Hall as we discuss the COVID-19 pandemic.